Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. Gospel music's most prolific artist is, no question, the Reverend James Cleveland. Since there is no database to know exactly how many, I can safely say that Cleveland recorded with dozens upon dozens of artists, groups, and mass choirs, and released 100 or more LPs, at least. And that's not to mention the years spent touring, writing, and playing piano for everybody from Mahalia Jackson to the Caravans. Cleveland's career spans the history of gospel music, from hanging out in Mahalia's Chicago kitchen as a child to leading some of the mightiest choirs and conventions in gospel history, right up until his death in 1991. One of his pet projects was the Cleveland Singers, who recorded a number of groundbreaking LPs in the mid-1960s. A particularly interesting release is Heaven, That's Good Enough for Me, for Savoy Records from about 1964 or so. In addition to the Cleveland Singers regulars, the group includes a white singer, which is pretty unusual for the time, by the name of Gene Bialy. But the true star, as always, is James Cleveland himself. The title track, That Will Be Good Enough for Me, is a slow and soulful travelogue of places Cleveland hasn't visited yet, including London on a foggy day or New Orleans at Mardi Gras. But that's okay. He sings, because someday heaven, yes, heaven, will be good enough. I'm Robert Dirk. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project, Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.